I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Teachers of Reddit, what was the worst thing you had to confiscate from a student? My mum has had stories about what she's confiscated from lower elementary age students, K3. The usual prank items like whoopee cushions, sure, but one time a student was playing with this weird box. The box was locked, so she couldn't put it in the confiscated bin. Instead, she put it on top of a cabinet. About an hour later, it starts ringing, furiously. It took some doing to get the box open. Well, it turns out this kid's parent was a professional chef, so the kid had grabbed every timer in his house, set them for the max amount of time, locked the box, brought it to school, and played with it so it would get confiscated and ring loudly. The whole class erupted with laughter and screaming, a true agent of chaos. That is unbelievable planning. The most dangerous, a knife from an 8th grader. But the most annoying, different school than the one above, but a Wi-Fi jammer and a USB killing device from another 8th grader. Again, very meticulous, very mischievous. I love it. Preschool teacher here. I had to convince a 4-year-old that his mum's wedding ring should go into a special box on the front desk instead of on the finger of a 6-year-old girl he had a crush on. Later, he brought in his dad's car keys and a bottle opener. This guy is a mad lad. My wife is a teacher, and one of her first graders brought her 2 hard seltzers because her mum said they're good after a long day and she deserved them. Well, the mum is not wrong, but maybe not the best thing for a young kid to bring into school. I had to confiscate hand sanitizer from a student who decided to drink it to get drunk and threw up everywhere. The weirdest one was definitely the fish in a vase they found during locker checks. It was in an unassigned locker someone had added a lock to. Inside was a live betta fish in about as large a vase as you can fit in a locker, fully decorated. Someone had clipped a little book light to the top of the vase, presumably so the fish wasn't in the dark all the time. Nobody claimed to know whose it was or how long it had been there, so it lived in the coach's office for at least that year. Not a teacher, but a bus driver. I had to confiscate a 5th grader's cell phone a few days ago, specifically because he was showing hardcore porn to 1st graders with it. Lots of phone calls that day, that is the worst. A dead squirrel. I taught preschool at the time. Interesting. A penis-shaped glass pipe with weed still in the balls/bowl. The mum asked if she would be getting it back or if the school was keeping it. I don't even know who that's more embarrassing for, the kid or the mum. Actually, no, definitely the mum. When I was in 5th grade, there was an active market in live bees. Some kids figured out that the weight of the average 5th grader briefly stepping on a bee in the grass would stun it for about a minute without actually killing it. They started going out in teams to scout bees on the field, stun them, and carefully scoop them into plastic sandwich bags. They then sell them to other students who'd released them in classrooms to waste class time and scare people. These students sound like geniuses. So, you could get honeybees for 25 cents a piece. Bumblebees and yellow jackets cost more. Teachers and school admin started cracking down on this, with teachers literally confiscating live bees in plastic bags from students when found, and they eventually had to start having someone watch the field to catch students in the act. That is mental. In 3rd grade, I once had my entire deck of only holographic Yu-Gi-Oh cards confiscated from me for playing with them during break time too much with friends. I was told I'd be able to get them back when I graduated school. 6th grade. What? I said, okay, not totally understanding what was going on. I forgot about them completely, though I still kept a vested interest in the TCG for a few more years, like into 5th grade, until 9th grade. I went back and asked my old 3rd grade teacher to return my property, and within seconds, she pulls them out of her desk drawer and hands me them. It was an odd experience. So sorry, let me get this straight. She kept your cards for 6 years and then remembered exactly who you were and where they were? What is going on there, guys? Comment down below, please help me out. My mum always told the story about my mother bringing a signed picture of Richard Petty to his class and telling everyone that he was his dad, in the first or second grade maybe. But then everyone forgot because the next kid pulled out an antique gun. Honestly, show and tell, from a teacher's perspective, must be so exciting slash worrying. My beyond innocent sister was sent to the principal's office for bringing a dildo to school and making an obscene joke gesture with it to her teacher. What actually happened was she was drinking these weird protein shots to bulk up for cheerleading or something. We'd gotten from Costco, which came in a long, pink, fairly phallic tube, kind of like the one on screen right now. For those of you listening to this as a podcast, it's clearly not a dildo, but I can kind of see why someone who doesn't know what it is might have thought it was. Anyway, when my sister's teacher got mad and was like, "What is this?" my sister honestly said, "It's a protein shot," and gestured to drink it. Oh no. I confiscated 3 knives from one kid. But the weirdest thing was a prawn video from a 9-year-old. She brought it to school to show off to the boys, taking it from her grandfather's stash. Now, I've had to censor the name of the video here, but you can probably imagine what it is. Anyway, I had to read it to the short-sighted 60-year-old VP, and I was 21 at the time. What an introduction to teaching. I'm sorry, but a reply to this comment is extremely valid. Kind of off topic, but why did you have to read it to the VP? In what world does this conversation take place? For example, "VP, I had to confiscate a prawn video from one of the students today." The VP replies, "What's the name of the video?" I don't see how that's relevant. I said, "What's the name of the video?" Like, would that happen? Or is the VP a bit weird? A note that said, "So, you're gonna give the dick or what?" I teach 12-year-olds. Oh, wow. I taught first grade and confiscated a piece of a broken beer bottle from a 6-year-old. It really surprised me because he was the sweetest kid. It turns out another classmate asked him to bring a weapon and hide it in the playground sand so that he could get back at another kid. I tried to do more life lesson things than suspension for both boys because they're freaking 6, but school policy had them both suspended for a few days. Over the course of years, a bottle of vodka hidden in the girls' bathroom by 7th graders. How did you know where to look? Well, everyone who came back from the bathroom was drunk, so you're not as sneaky as you think. A vape? My mum gave it to me for allergies, so I'll just give it back to her then. Wide eyes. Oh, wait, no! And student banging their primers of 2 30-06 shells together in class. I grab them. I just wanted to see if they go off. Ah, kids are so innocent, yet very, very dumb in certain situations. I'm not a teacher, but I watched quite a funny confiscation while in detention as a sophomore in high school. I was reading a book, just trying to make the time go by, when our vice principal, who was monitoring detention that day, stepped out for a moment. All of a sudden, I hear a cracking sound, and I look up from my book to see a broken egg on the floor. The few kids in the room look around at each other, confused. Nobody owns up to it, and nobody knows who did it because we were all distracted when it happened. The vice principal returns and doesn't notice the egg, but he's so engrossed in his paperwork that this kid still gets away with throwing another egg. Everyone looks up. The VP asked what that noise was, and this kid holds up a broken pencil and apologizes. Everyone goes back to minding their business, but now all the students know who the culprit is. Finally, this kid throws one last egg, but unfortunately, the VP looked up from his papers right as he threw it. He walked over to the kid's desk, asked him what he thought he was doing, and the kid goes, "Just cracking jokes." The VP holds out his hand, and the kid reveals an entire carton of eggs from under his sweatshirt, handing it to him. The VP looked so unfazed that I honestly wondered what else that man had seen. I was honestly glad I got detention that day. I've got to say, that kid is a genius. I'm not a teacher, but this is the worst thing I had confiscated. It was 1984 and I was 9 years old. Back then, it was common for parents to buy loads of fireworks for November 5th in Britain, Guy Fawkes Night. I got a load of them on around November 1st and emptied them into a cardboard toilet roll that I'd sealed up at one end. I made a fuse from blue touch paper and stuck it in, then used masking tape to seal the top. I was 9 years old, by the way. I took it to school and was showing a kid in class during a lesson. The teacher, a guy in his 60s, saw that I was distracting people, so called me up and asked what it was. I explained, and he confiscated it. At the end of the day, he called me over, told me not to bring things like that into school, and then gave it back to me. And that was the end of the matter, until I set it off a few days later, and it set fire to a hedge. Kids, the 80s really were a different time. Like, if you do that now, I'm sorry, but you're never getting it back, first of all. And second of all, you're almost definitely getting at least a detention, if not a suspension. A taser disguised as a torch. There we go. Back to reality.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm not a teacher, but I'm half deaf, and my music teacher took my hearing aid and refused to accept that it wasn't an earbud. Oh my god. Then he yelled at me for the rest of the class for not playing in tune. I couldn't exactly tell how well I was playing since I couldn't hear it. Yeah, that one is just embarrassing. I mean, you would have thought that he would have got an email saying that you had a hearing aid, but anyway, for a music teacher not to know the difference between a hearing aid and an earbud? Come on. So this was less confiscated, and more, this student ended up just leaving this in my room and we had to throw it away. But it was certainly weird, and is among my favourite things. I have a student this year who has brought some interesting things in. He's in 7th grade, and this is usually beyond the age students play show and tell to begin with. Things included a Russian nesting doll of household items, lunchboxes, crayon bags, a plastic egg, and many things in between. 8 or 9 things total, leading to a paper with Joe Biden written on it, and a jar of other people's hair he was asking his teachers to add to it. But this, somehow, beats both. Over the course of what feels like a week, this student had been collecting cherry tomatoes at lunch and saving them. Eventually, he had a handful of them. He named each one, he drew a face on each. He created a family of tomatoes. He even began dressing them in tape-created safety seats. Only the children tomatoes, though. He even had a French fry boat for a vehicle to carry his tomato family to each class. Eventually, he left it in our class over the weekend, and the tomatoes went bad. We had to toss them. He asked us not to call TPS on him. That's right, Tomato Protective Services. I love this kid. Listen, here's the thing. You might think this kid's a bit weird, but this is the sort of kid that grows up to be an absolute genius and invents the next thing that no one's ever even thought of yet. Like, it takes this sort of mind to be incredibly successful. What a legend. I'm not a teacher, but my 7th grade homeroom teacher confiscated my private journal and read it. What? There's nothing more disappointing than losing respect for elders as a child. That is seriously sad. What a disgrace of a teacher. So, right out of uni, about 25-ish, I took a job teaching at a school in the capital of our country. Lots of poverty, and the level of education was low in these teenagers. First day on the job, a kid takes out this hacking knife and starts attacking the furniture with it. For some weird reason, I just walked up to him and demanded he'd give it to me, which worked, but it just as easily could have not worked. During the same job, I also had multiple conversations with students about how sexual misconduct towards the teacher, me, isn't okay. I also got locked in a classroom with 10 angry male students, including the one from the knife incident. In the end, I left because the administration didn't back me up. That is awful. And finally, napalm. Some kids were into petrol, gas sniffing, but found it hard to transport and keep hidden. So they learned how to make napalm so they could carry it hidden in their bags. I had to lock down the whole school and get hazmat in to dispose of it. And how did they find out how to make it, you ask? Well, they asked one of the science teachers, and he told them. Wow, why would you tell students how to make napalm? Seriously. What sort of logic is that? Oh well. That's gonna do it for this one.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.